Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Monday this week was Labor Day, and thank you to the hard-working men and women that carry the load of our great nation into a positive, productive future. It's not been easy. Parts of Louisiana and northeast United States were hit by Ida's destructive wind and rain. The path of the hurricane blew down farm crops. Some crops are still underwater. The labor to repair and rebuild will be huge. And thank you to the firefighters in the West. And with the drought, Western rivers are only a fraction their normal size. The COVID-19 pandemic unexpectedly came upon the whole world. And thank you to the doctors and nurses and others that have stepped up to care for us. And let's not forget the farm workers. Without them, we wouldn't have food to eat. And I know the police have been getting a lot of criticism, but we really need them to keep law and order so our economy can function. I'm not going to sing today, but I love the country song, Small-Time Laboring Man. In 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed into law Labor Day as a national holiday. And that's good. All right, next, here in D.C., the pressure for congressional action to pass huge spending bills just won't go away. If they get the $5 trillion of spending passed, they will never find the money to pay for it, but the liberals still want to eliminate the stepped-up basis when a family owner dies. The death tax will be the death of the family businesses. And family businesses in the United States are vital to our nation's future and prosperity. All right, last subject, good news. The ag industry has a good case to make here. Environmentalists have called meat the world's most urgent problem. Steaks and hot dogs damage the planet. Well, to set the record straight, our diet, including meat, has almost no impact on the climate. According to EPA, agriculture is responsible for only 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. And our livestock is responsible for only 5% of U.S. emissions and only 1% of the global emissions. So environmentalists, quit telling us what to eat. I'm going to grill a steak tonight. Till next week, I am John Block from Washington.